Houston Station 2 with some random cupola cable management questions.
With you on 2, Zena.
I'm trying to do a little bit of cable organization in the cupola, and I have a couple of things I'd like to move, but wanted to check first. One of them is ZBook Power Cable serial number 1188. IMS thinks it's deployed in the lab. It's in the cupola, not plugged into anything on either end, hoping I can put it in Node 1 Deck 4. And then similar for ZBook Power Cable serial number 1185. IMS does think that's in the cupola, but it's also not plugged into anything. Can I also put that in Node 1 Deck 4?
Let me read that back to you. You have serial numbers 1188, 1185, both are ZBook power cables. They're not connected to anything. You want to put them back in Node 1, Deck 4. I got all that.
That's correct for the first question.
Okay, you have another question?
I sure do. I've got more. Next one is wondering if I can briefly unpower UOP2. I'd like to demate, untangle, and then remate some of the cables that are plugged in. Those cables are plugged into J1 and J2 on PS120, serial number 1002. I think the only impact there would be temporarily removing power from the cupola PCS and SSC11.
Right, you want to demate and untangle power cable connected J1, J2 on the PS120, serial number 1002. You think the only impacts are the cupola PCS and SSC11 if you temporarily unpower. Do I have that one right?
And that would be briefly unpowering UOP2, which powers that PS120.
Got it, UOP2.
Next question. The DCP is plugged into Juliet 3 of UOP1. I think it doesn't need to stay plugged in when we don't need the DCP active, and that wire harness gets a lot of strain and bumps from other stowage in the cupola. Wondering if I can unplug it, cap it, and cap J3, and then tuck it out of the way when we don't need the DCP on.
Right, so that's the power cable for the DCP, is that right?
Yep, that's the DCP wire harness, which is plugged into Juliet 3 of UOP1.
All right, you have another question, or is that it for now?
Last one, sorry, I promise. Last one is Cobalt Brick serial number 1348 and a 25-foot DC power cable. They're not currently plugged into anything at all. Do they need to live in the cupola?
Sorry, you trailed off there at the end. Can you just repeat that call really quick?
Last one is Cobalt Brick serial number 1348 and a 25-foot DC power cable. They're not currently plugged into anything on either end. Wondering if they need to live in the cupola.
Got it. Cobalt Brick 1348 and 25-foot DC power cable. You want to know if they belong in the cupola or if we can put them somewhere else.
Yes, please. That's it. And obviously low priority, no rush on any of these.
Really, that's all. I will call some people and get back to you. Maybe today we'll see if I can get there.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Hey, see, I'm going to call the Save by the Bell. Thanks for saving the hard questions for Chris today.
Good words, Renek.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena and cupola cable cleanup.
It's on 2.
All right, I've got some answers. You might want pen and paper, though.
Okay, I am ready to copy.
All right, first for the ZBook power cables 1185 and 1188. Those are there. You may be already aware of this. Those are there for monitoring dockings. We had previously just been temp stowing them there, but if you want them out of the way, we have no issue putting them in Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1. Suggest you just grab a new Ziploc that fits them and label it docking monitoring so we can find it quickly the next time we need to monitor a docking or an undocking. I've copied so far.
Okay, for ZBook power cables 1185 and 1188, totally understand we use those for docking monitoring, but in the meantime, we can put them in Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1. I'll get a new Ziploc and label it docking monitoring.
All right, we were also not expecting 1188. We were instead expecting 1187. So if you find 1187 lying around somewhere, we'd love to know about it. But also just have gotten lost in translation previously. But we'll take any words if you find it.
Okay, I will do some hide and seek for 1187, and I'll let you know what I find or don't find.
All right, UOP2, No issue with your proposed plans to unpower it and disconnect and reconnect some cables, do some cleanup. One note for you is once you do power it back on, if you could check the LED at the back of SSC11 and make sure it's getting power. Also suggest checking the cupola PCS and making sure it's all reconnected and good to go. If either of those are not true, either give us a call or you can try cycling the cobalt brick power to see if that recovers things at the SSC or PCS.
Okay, copy. Good to go for my proposed UOP2 plan. Once I do that, I will verify that the LED is on for SSC11 and PCS, making sure they get power. If they are not getting power, I can try cycling the cobalt bricks and or call you.
Yep, good read back. For the DCP power cable, we actually want you to leave that connected for today. It's set up right now so that we have it just in case we need it for low ACK recovery during the Cygnus rebirthing tomorrow. But we have two proposals. One, we were not expecting that cable to be under stress. So if you could get some photos for us of what the setup is today, we may try to get creative about different ways to set it up in the future. Our second proposal is that we will add a note to the activity where Johnny and Chris tear it all down tomorrow evening to tell them that we think they should implement your plan, and you can help them out if you feel so generous tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, copy. I will definitely help them out or just take that workload since this is all my brainchild. I don't mean to give them extra work or confusion, but copy will leave the DCP Juliet 3 power cable for that wire harness in place. That's there for in case of low ACK recovery during rebirthing of Cygnus. And, yeah, copy, I think there should not be stress on that cable, but because it sticks out pretty far from the UOP and then takes a 90-degree bend, it just winds up getting bumped a lot, and the way we have the cable routed, it's really hard to either not have the cable somewhere that it's going to get snagged all the time or have it with a pretty sharp bend radius. So I think it would probably be happier tucked out of the way, except when we've got it in place for DCP up.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't mind snapping some photos of what you mean, whatever you think would be helpful, we'll take it. But yeah, understand that that's all helpful words. There's kind of no way around it is what it sounds like.
Absolutely. I'll take some photos. I could take maybe video explanation would be helpful. I'm sure we could do some more thoughtful routing, but I'll at least give you the picture of what we're experiencing now.
That's great. Okay, one more thing I think I owed you was cobalt brick 1348 and the associated 25-foot power cable. We do have a stowage location for you. The brick can go in half CTB, serial number 5166, and you'll find that in node 1, deck 4, delta 1. And the cable can go in 1.0 CTB, serial number 1168, and that is also at node 1, deck 4, delta 1.
Okay, copy. That's awesome. The cobalt brick 1348 can go in half CTB, 5166, node 1, deck 4, delta 1. And the power cable can go in that same location into a 1.0-1168.
Good readback. I think I got all of your questions. Did you have anything I missed?
That's it. And thank you so much for chasing this down, even on a Sunday. I really appreciate it.
It was kind of fun, and do not put off till tomorrow what you can do today. So thank you for cleaning that up.
Thank you for facilitating my OCD spring cleaning. And station 2 for cupola cable follow-up.
With you on 2, Zena.
That ZBook power cable serial number 1187 is also in the cupola. May I put it with 1185 and 1188 in node 1, duct 4?
Great, good find, and yes, please go with 1185 and 1188.
Copy, and thank you.